Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And my co-host, Barbara, will be here soon. And because it's Friday, we have Dale Scheer. Are you there, Dale?
I'm here as a psychic.
You're there here as a psychic. How are you doing?
Well, it's Friday the 13th.
That is
it's
true.
One of those.
It is Friday the 13th, and Richard's here, and
Whoa.
I mean, I just, I was thinking about this all day, about Friday the 13th, you know. Do you,
it's
are
a
you
lucky
kind of,
day.
Really?
It's
what?
A lucky day.
Your lucky day?
It is for Richard.
It is for me.
And Barbara, are you there?
Yes.
Hi,
hey,
Barbara.
Barbara,
how are you?
Aloha. How did your finger go? Hello?
Hello, Barbara, are you there?
Hello. What happened?
I don't know. Barbara, are you there? She is here. I mean, she says she's on.
Yeah, but why don't we hear her? What's going on?
Okay. Are you there, Barbara?
Well, I guess
let me try something. Let me try something here. Okay, Barbara, can you hear me?
Why were you muting me?
I wasn't muting you, but we couldn't hear you. We had a hard time hearing
you. You had me on mute because I heard you guys say you have her on mute. Are we on air?
We're on
yeah,
the air,
sure.
But I don't think if I did anything to mute you, it was not on purpose. I promise. It's just
I don't know. He's been messing up the last 2 weeks now. I don't know.
Yeah, we just all don't even know, but maybe it has something to do with, it's Friday the 13th, you guys.
I know,
just
we
saw
just
that
discussed
on the calendar.
That. We just discussed that. Actually, the only thing, Barbara, I just want to know, how is your finger?
Oh, it's so much better. That was last Saturday. I got it off at the jewelry store. Shauna made me go, and she took really good care of me. It made me feel really cared for, and the jewelry people in the store were all around me, and they clipped it off, and they said that I was allergic to white gold because it happened with my previous wedding ring on the other finger sometimes when I would work
wow.
out at the friction. You know why? Because white gold has mercury in it. I believe it was mercury or something, some weird metal like that that a lot of people are allergic to. So
wow.
that's what it was. And I couldn't get it off.
Well,
so it was
did you take any antibiotics?
I did go to my doctor and they said it was fine. I mean, you guys, you can't hardly even see it now. It's totally better. A little bit of a mark. That's it. They said you don't need any because they don't want to give you antibiotics if you really don't need them.
Okay. As long as you went to the doctor,
okay.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for caring and remembering. And Johnny asked me
I was very worried about you.
I know.
Very
I guess
worried.
Everybody was worried when I sent out the pictures, too. If you saw the pictures, that's when everybody was really worried. My dad said, oh, no, hurry up and get that off. You could lose your finger. Wouldn't that be ugly?
I never got a picture.
Oh, and you were that worried? How sweet.
Yes, I was. I was that worried. Today's been a good day and a weird day. I had a fire somebody. Other than that, I'm okay.
Oh.
You know, yeah.
That's always hard.
Huh?
That's always hard when you said you had to fire somebody.
Yeah, this guy that was helping me, you know, just with exercises and stuff. He'd come 15 minutes late, and he'd only be here for 15 minutes, and so whatever. I got rid of him.
That's not
so
worth
that
it.
Was that. No, that was. That was the worst thing that happened all day.
It's not that bad. At least you have your boundaries and you can confront people.
And I never fire anybody. I never fire anybody. It just so happens. Can Richard talk to you for a few minutes? I have to go check something on the stove. Is that okay?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, don't burn the dinner.
I love Barbara.
Yeah, aloha, Barbara. I'm glad your finger's good. Oh, yeah. That's scary.
Thank you.
Yeah,
one day it made me really
concerned.
Cry. I cried because I tried to get it off so many times that it hurt so bad I cried, and you just feel like,
right.
What do I do? What do I do? And I didn't want to go to the emergency room, so I did not go. And then a few days later, I let it go, and then the swelling went down, so I felt like, okay. I'm just going to lose weight. So I was trying to lose four pounds to get my ring off.
No, and then Shauna came
over, and she's like, no, we're going now. She goes, right now. And we just made it before they closed the shop. But it was way better going to the jewelry store, everybody. If you have a ring that doesn't, you can't get off, just go. They have everything they need at the jewelry store.
I had a class ring that they had to take off. But they did. They were able to repair it. But they got the class ring off, which is good. But they repaired it.
Did they clip it off?
Yeah, they clipped it off, but they remade it. They just rebuilt it so that I could put it back on again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I could not hear you. You're very fuzzy, which is not good for the radio.
What I'm saying is that they rebuilt the ring. They rebuilt it. They reconstructed it so that I could have it back.
Oh, yeah. They said they're going to mine too, but they wanted to wait till my finger was exactly how it is going to be. So it fits perfectly this time. Yes. And
right.
I don't know if they're going to do it for free, though.
Well, But anyway,
That ring Charlie Sheen gave to me a long time ago. You know, the actor Charlie Sheen?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I really didn't want to get it snapped off. I mean, I've been wearing it for many years. And then,
I'm back.
Hi. I was just telling him that ring Charlie Sheen, the actor, he gave that to me years ago.
Who? Charlie Sheen? Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's trippy.
He also gave me a motorcycle.
Wow, that's trippy, even trippier.
Yeah, I did a movie.
I like him.
He became my friend.
I like him.
I like him. You did? You did? Even when he went crazy, did you like him?
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Just who he is.
Interesting. Yeah.
Very.
He's interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to be with you guys today on Friday, as usual.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to hear some callers get some help by psychic
healers.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So are you ready for a caller, everyone?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You are live on the air with psychic Dale Shear. Did I do it right, Dale?
Yes, you did.
Okay,
yes.
So 212, you are here.
Well,
that's yours.
Hi, this is Bryn from New York City.
Bryn.
Calling.
Hi, Bryn.
How you doing? Hi there. I don't know if it's the coming eclipse or Mercury retrograde, but or a combination of that and everything else, but I've been feeling really very off lately, very ungrounded, and I just want to know what
you had to bring
that
up, the retrograde. Most people don't know what it is, and Barbara, do you know what a retrograde is?
I believe that it is due to the planets and where they are, but I don't understand the exact science of it.
Well, there's no science to it, but, I mean, it's basically when planets align, like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 planets align, and then there's certain times a year that there's a retrograde. That means, it just means that everything goes wrong. It just means all the paperwork, all the people you talk to, everything goes wrong. And the gentleman's right. You don't feel steady on your feet. You feel weird. And I think it's due out. Gosh, I was looking at it. I know it was in now. Man, something the first week in June it goes out. But it's only affecting certain planets this year. It's affecting Sagittarius, Scorpio, Gemini, and one other one, July. Who's ever in July? Gemini.
Oh, I'm in July, Cancer.
Okay, so then, sir, yes, you are feeling the remnants of the retrograde. What can I tell you?
Do you pick up anything else, or is just like
what?
Anything else? Like
well,
where,
you'd have
like,
to ask the question.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just wondering where I'm heading because I just feel kind of in a fog, you know.
Okay, I can't do a whole reading. I'm sorry. So if you have a specific question, fine. Otherwise, if you want a whole reading, you'd have to call me personally at 808-372-1816.
All right. Well, maybe I'll call you then.
Okay. You have a good day.
Thanks.
Try to hold on during the retrograde.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. Johnny, do we have another one?
We most certainly do. Area code 326, you're on the air.
Hi.
Johnny,
hi.
Let's try this
Hello?
Again.
Sorry.
Yeah, just a moment.
Oh, sorry. Okay. You are on the air. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
How about you
area
write it down, Johnny? Maybe you'll get it right.
Okay.
Oh, this happened the whole time you were gone. Okay, Barbara. This is you have no idea what we went through last week. Okay. This is who?
Dale. D.
Yeah.
D.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Just say D. D.
How do you spell that?
D-E-E. D. D.
B.
What nationality is that? I'm not familiar.
D. The letter D, A, B, C, D.
Are you
D.
saying D like zebra?
D as in Delta.
No, D, A, B, C, D.
I don't get it.
B.
D as in Bravo. Delta.
B.
Her name's D. You know, D,
D like
E-E.
In Delta. Yes.
Well, thank you. You should phonetically spell that, Delta. Okay, D. How
yes,
can I help you?
Well, I just started a new job, and I'm hoping this will be the last job until I retire. Trying to see what you pick up with this. Anything good with this job? I mean, so far it's going good. I've been on it for 3 weeks almost.
What kind of job is it, sweetie?
People with mental and physical disabilities. I am an assistant job coaching in that area.
Okay, what do you do for the disabilities? I'm not understanding your English. What do you do for the disabilities?
Job coaching. I go with them to their job, and I coach them.
Job
coaching.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
You help people with disabilities to help them succeed on their jobs, and then you, once they succeed,
mm-hmm.
you go, you know, they be successful. You know, sometimes they need assistance.
You have a heavy accent. That's why I'm having a hard time. So you're helping people with disability,
yes,
and
yes.
I feel like
mm-hmm.
they like you very much. You're doing very well at it. You should keep up the good work, and don't worry about it. You're going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
They're like long-term. I mean, this is going to be the last job for me.
I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can tell you that. I mean, hey, you may live one day or you may live 100 years. So who can say? You know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Just enjoy what you have for the moment. Because you're doing very well.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay. All right, back
Thank
to Barbara.
You,
Barbara.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Have you had anything weird happened to you for Friday? Oh, what, this is what I want to ask you. I can tell you my story, but what's the weirdest Friday the 13th you ever had?
Oh, my goodness. I just don't recall a weird one. I am aware of them when they happen, and nothing ever weird or bad happens to me.
Well, you're lucky. I used to have this phobia and fear of Friday the 13th. You want to hear the wildest?
I want to hear yours, yes.
Okay.
You might have another caller.
What, Richard?
You might have another caller.
That's nice.
No,
you're not the host.
What I said was that there is an actual word for having a fear of Friday the 13th.
Really? What is it? What is it?
I don't know what it's called. I could probably look it up really quick, but it actually has a name. Fear of Friday the 13th phobia is called triskaidekaphobia. It's the difference between triskaidekaphobia is fear of Friday the 13th, or actually fear of the number of, it's like paraskaidis. I can't even pronounce it. I mean, I'm just letting you know that it actually has a name. Good luck trying to pronounce it, but it actually has a name.
This one was mild compared to, but I have to tell Barbara this. I was married to my first husband 21 years, okay? Barbara,
yes.
Are you listening?
Oh, yeah.
And his name is Bob. We still are good friends, but what had happened, I met him when I was 16. I got married at 18, and what had happened was I was married 21 years, and it was a very weird thing. I was fired from my job. I'll never forget this, in L.A., for whatever job it was. I can't remember what it was. I came home early. My car wouldn't start. It was strange. And my best friend from junior high and high school called me. Her name was Tony, and she said, "You got to come over right away." And she said, "Something happened." I go, "What?" And she said, "Just come over." And she lived like a few blocks away. So I walked, and I went over to her house, and she told me, I sat down, and she said, "Your husband raped me." I go, "What?"
Oh.
And I said, "Yeah." I said, "What?" And she said that to me, and she goes, "Well, are you going to leave him?" I go, "No." She says, "Why?" I said, "Well, I'd like to hear his side of the story." So I went over to where he worked, and it was in L.A., and you're too young to remember, but there was a camera store called Unimart, and I went over to Unimart, and I looked at my husband. We had a great relationship. We were married a long time. And I looked at him, and after a shift, I said, "Tony called me and said that you did this, this, this." And he said, "That's not true." He said, "She called me over for breakfast, and she was making something for me while you were at work, and she was naked and threw herself at me." I go, "Oh, my gosh."
Ah.
I know. So I kind of like freaked out, and I said, "I'll see you around." And I left. And I went to my girlfriend's house, and her mom was there, one of my best friends. And she said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "I guess I'm going to leave him. That's it." Well, my ex-husband kept saying, "No, don't leave me, don't leave me. It was a stupid mistake. It was 30 seconds of my life. I did something stupid." Anyway, to say the least, the mother said, "Go back to him, give him a chance, and da-da-da," which I did for 5 years more. But then I decided to get even, which I did. But anyway, that was my Friday. The weirdest Friday I ever had.
Okay, so that is very bad and very weird, especially on that date, Friday the 13th. But what happened after that 5 years later? Did she try to get back to him?
Oh, she tried to get back to him from the beginning of the get-go. But that's when I had met Johnny, and I went off on a different tangent. I mean, you know, I was off on a different tangent.
Well,
so
she really
wanted to mess you up. Huh?
She really wanted to mess your marriage up so she could possibly have him.
She was married and had two kids. And we were best friends. And I just can't. What it kills you is when your best friend does that to you. I can see it straight. But your very best friend at the time, that killed me. And that ended up ruining my marriage because 17 years later, I ended up getting divorced because I could never, ever forget that. I could never, even now, I could never forget it. It hurt like hell because I believed that marriage was forever. And he did. He made a stupid mistake. That's all it was.
Well,
but I mean, it was.
I wonder if he regretted telling you the truth, because if he would have just said, oh, she's nuts and crazy, I don't know what she's talking about, I had to push her away, then. But some people, they just have to tell the truth. They cannot lie.
Yeah, he couldn't lie, but I mean, it hurt so bad that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just went off. But that was my friend.
I can imagine.
I've had a couple of
bad
friends.
That is memorable. That's very memorable.
Oh, yes. That was very memorable.
I can't remember anything bad. I mean,
well,
but if that happened to me, I would remember.
Well, that was one of my memorable ones, but I had several. I can't remember them now,
that's
but
weird.
I had had several. Johnny,
right.
Have you?
There must have been something. Yeah, Johnny.
Johnny, have you had a weird Friday the 13th?
I once went to the dentist to have to find out if I was going to need braces, and it was on Friday the 13th, and I thought, well, this is a great day to be doing this, you know. I mean, it was also the other time I had to go to the dentist on Halloween, which is really kind of a strange. It was like, oh, great, you know. I mean, of all the days. You know,
why is Halloween scary to you? It's just that
you're a kid. What do kids do on Halloween? And what
eat
you
candy?
See what I'm saying? Right. You see what I'm saying? You don't want to. It's like here you are going to see a dentist, and then you have to, you know, that
eat
night
candy.
You're going to eat candy. I mean, you understand? Is this sort of one sort of doesn't. Yeah.
Well, your mom could have made it for the day after Halloween. That would have been better. Clean off all that candy off of your teeth. I didn't know it was when you were a kid. That is funny. My mom was born on Halloween, and so I cannot think of it as some kind of spooky, scary day. I always thought of it as a fun day and how lucky she was to have a Halloween birthday, but she never liked it, and her mom would scare all the kids in the neighborhood. They run home because the mom always set up a birthday, Halloween birthday for her that was scary and blindfolded them and took them through this maze of scary stuff. And so she would always tell my daughter Priscilla about it. So Priscilla had to have one, I think, when she was turning 6. And my mom came out, we did a whole scary haunted house for her May 12th birthday. And it was so fun. And all the kids came, and it was a costume party, too. They all came dressed up.
Oh, that's tricky.
Did you catch that date? Did you guys catch that date? May 12th?
Richard was born on August 13th.
Yeah.
Right.
We cannot think of that as a bad, unlucky number when we're talking about Richard's 13th birthday in August, can we?
No, that was a Monday, though.
Well, anyway, when I said May 12th, that was yesterday. She turned 15. So I thought you guys would catch it when I said May 12th. But, she had a great birthday.
Wow.
Great.
Okay. I think it's time to go back to color.
Okay.
A caller. Yes, a caller.
I just want to say this next caller called with a blocked number, but I did screen it. So this I think her name is Gia. Gia, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. And your name's Gia?
And Gia, yes.
How do you spell it?
My question, Gia as in Tom, I-A.
Gia.
What a strange name today. Okay, Gia. What, let's see, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan.
Okay, yeah. How can I help?
I have been applying for jobs, and I had a really good interview the other day, and I have a second interview coming up. Any advice you can offer me for that?
What kind of job is it, sweetie?
It's working in nonprofit, working with homeless families.
They're going to hire you, so I wouldn't, there's nothing, it's good. It's very positive.
Awesome.
Very
oh,
positive.
Good, I'm so excited. That's great.
So, I mean, you'll be hearing back from them soon. You know, so hang in there. It's going
to
be good.
I feel like it's a job that I'm meant to do forever.
Nothing's forever, but, you know, it's good. It's very positive.
And then, on Friday the 13th, this was quite a few years ago, but my car was stolen on Friday the 13th.
That had weird things happen.
Wow.
Oh, my word. Did they ever recover it?
They did. It took about 3 months, but, yeah, they did finally get it, but it wasn't in working order, and it was brand new when it was stolen, so, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah, they stole it, and they really did a number on it.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry. Well, it's really weird that day, but thank you for sharing. I appreciate it, okay?
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that, too. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
See, Barb, there's a lot of people that...
I want to see
then,
about... The, sorry.
You're interrupting.
I just want to see about... Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Yes, there's a lot of people we were saying, Johnny, that... have had crazy things that they were unforgettable. We should have put an announcement out to have everybody call with their crazy 13 stories on Friday. It would have been a good idea. Found out. I mean, just when I looked at the calendar, I wasn't thinking about it because I was just so involved preparing for the 12th, which was my daughter's birthday. But it's interesting. I want to think of mine. Wonder what happened to me. Why can't I remember?
Yeah, why can't you? There must have been something at the Playboy Club that happened on the 13th.
Well, you guys go on. I'm going to look up all of the 13ths in my life in my calendar right now. Something's got to pop up, I bet. Okay.
You actually have a calendar that has all the 13ths on it?
Yes. And also you can search, like, your Facebook and see what you were doing on the exact date as well.
Oh, that's trippy. That is terrific. Okay,
and
Johnny,
your photos
Wow. Johnny, you want to give out a phone number?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. It might be a good idea to do that because I haven't done that yet. If you want to call in to talk to Dale, the number to do so is 516-531-9874.
516-531-9874 if you want a
That's
free reading.
Right.
Okay, do we have anybody else?
Yes, we do. This person is area code 610. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello?
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 I can hear a Dion in the background. Who has that on? Hello, caller.
Hello.
You're on with Psychic Dale Shear. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Sonia.
Who is this, please?
Hello? This is Sonia.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sonia.
Oh,
Sonia.
Oh, hi. Yes. I'm calling about
where are you from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay. And what do you need to know?
I just started a job recently, and I just wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up as far as, you know, how well I'll be doing at the job, and you know, it was a great opportunity.
What
and I'm
kind
very
of job
happy
is
to get it?
What kind of job is it? What kind of... Can you hear me?
Yes.
What kind of job is it?
Yeah, it's in the technology field.
It's what?
Technology field.
Technology field.
I know
she's
it seems to talk to... Look,
technology field?
Oh,
can
you
hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Johnny?
Yes. Yes. Is she
okay,
saying technology field?
Yeah, Johnny, the phone's going in and out. So somebody is, you know, pushing a button that doesn't belong. Technology.
Okay,
yes. It's a technology field.
I need a little bit more information other than technology.
Well, it's I'm a technical support engineer.
It's what?
Technical support engineer.
Technical support engineer.
Don't know what that is. I see you doing well. I see you making a lot of money. I see you being successful. So that's the best I can say on that.
Okay.
I see you keeping the job, and you have nothing to worry about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to. It's a great opportunity, and I like the company. I just want to
keep your nipples to the grindstone, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot to learn, you know.
Well, yeah, but you're capable of doing it.
Challenge.
Yeah. I just want to learn everything, but it's just so much.
Well, then quit. If it's too much,
I don't want to quit.
Well, that's my point. You'll learn it, so you'll be okay.
Yeah. Do you see, like, how long would it take me to, like, be comfortable in the position?
In about 6 months.
6 months?
Yes.
Okay. And what about the team? Are they going to continue being supportive and assisting?
If you want a real meeting, you'd have to call me, okay?
Okay.
Thank
you.
All right.
Thank
you. Thank
you, ma'am.
Okay.
No fear.
This is
can't
a
have
very...
fear.
What?
You've got a good connection today.
No,
well,
not at all. I thought it was just me, but the connection is bad.
I'm struggling to hear everything as well.
Hmm.
Now I can hear you guys really well.
Good.
Okay, so Barbara, tell us a story. I'm ready to hear a story.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Any story.
Okay. Let's see. What story do I have? Did I tell you about the David Copperfield story?
I'm not
sure.
Okay. He is a magician.
Yeah, I know
David
that.
Copperfield. Okay. I may have told you guys, but he almost took advantage of me. I was in his, well, not concert, but went to his show with my girlfriend. I was 16 years old. He kept staring at me while he was doing his magic tricks. And he was very famous at this time. It was probably 1986, 85. And we were excited to see him. We drove to Tacoma from Seattle, and he kept staring at me in the audience. And I thought, how can he even see me? You know, but I mean, it was very apparent. Well, after the show, we were invited to go up backstage. It was a nice suite. There were a lot of people, some cocktails, and he wanted to have me listen to some music. And my friend said, well, go listen to the music for a minute. I went in there and he shut the door. I remember specifically it was Whitney Houston, and he came on to me very, very heavily. If I would have subdued to him, he would have been basically charged with raping an underage girl. He never even asked me how old I was. And by the way, I looked very young, always, for my age.
Well, you
topped
my
years
story.
Young. What was that?
You topped my story.
Oh, is that a story that is a topping story anyway? I don't know why that came to my mind, but it was the first thing that came to my mind. But I think it's because of all of the Me Too movement and all of that, and they come out later
well,
and they talk
let
about
me
it.
Tell you. Let me
okay.
tell you, David Copperfield has been up to Tahoe numerous times and has done shows. And I have had friends who are limo drivers who've had him in the car, and he's been with ladies, and all he does is argue. And they almost have to throw him out. I mean, you know, it's I wouldn't put it past him to try to pounce on you, you know, then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then he got in trouble for a couple things similar. So over the years, you know, I would hear this stuff. But Playboy had an event in Vegas. Years later, here I am, you know, 25, 26 years old, David Copperfield show. We were all given tickets, and I said, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Nobody knew why. I said, I'll meet you guys at the restaurant after. Okay, well, they all piled into the restaurant afterwards. Wolfgang Puck's there, right there in Vegas, and he was there. And he came right up to me. I had blonde hair. I changed my hair from light brown to blonde. He came to the bar, and I confronted him, you guys. I told him what he did. And he goes, well, how do I know? I mean, how can you prove that? Because, you know, he did pounce on me. And I told him what music he was playing. And his face went completely red. I mean, he knew. He remembered. He did remember. It's hard to forget smelly Tacoma, isn't it, Richard?
Well, did he say he was sorry?
Yeah, it kind of was blank after that. But he was embarrassed. He was sorry. He kind of tried to chuckle it off. But at that first initial moment where he realized I was really telling the truth, he was taken aback by it. But I said, hey, you better be careful. You didn't even ask me how old I was. I was still in high school. I was like a junior in high school. I wasn't even a senior yet.
Well, just it's weird because it's starting to stop nowadays to a point where men pursuing women like that are getting caught and going to jail. You know, like the Weinsteins and everybody else. So, but what they don't bring up, and I'm really curious, is how many women go after men and do the same thing.
I know. Well, they are bringing up another issue, the biggest issue ever in a divorce with the Amber Heard and the Johnny Depp trial. 2 weeks ago, I asked you guys all if you were watching that, and I'm wondering if you are now, because it's the biggest thing. It's all topping every newscast right now.
I haven't. I think they're both guilty, is what my feeling is. And I don't know how this is going to come out, but I feel like this is the War of the Roses. Did you ever see that movie?
Yes.
Yes, it's
that is so true. It is like that. Yes, I think there was violence. The things that she's saying, though, like being raped with a bottle by him and things, I mean, it's just so over the top. And just the body language. I watch all of the experts talk about that. My true feeling is that he was really hit and abused, but it was a very volatile relationship all around. But he was trying to end it. He was trying to go to other rooms. I really do believe him. I love him. So, you know what? My daughter's second and third words were Johnny Depp. And I literally don't know why. I wanted to ask you, Dale, why would this child who's like 2.5 years old sit up in her crib one day and all she's ever said was like, mommy, and say, Johnny Depp. And I look at her and I said, what did you say? Johnny Depp? Like, why? Why are you saying that's crazy. There was no TV.
She must have heard his name somewhere.
Well,
must
I
have.
Mean, but Ben just strongly says it. And we think it's the funniest thing, though, because she said, Mom, you used to tell me this for years. You would always say, Johnny Depp, Mommy, Johnny Depp. And she would say, Sea Eagle. When I'm like, there's a seagull. Yeah, Sea Eagle. I mean, it's so sweet. These are a couple of things that I remembered, but I just find it really odd. She didn't see it, Dale. I know she didn't see it, and she wasn't even talking. And I never played Johnny Depp movies, and she didn't have a TV in her room. And I remember,
I can't explain it, but at all. I can't. I don't know. You know, but that I remember being 11 or 12, and passing by a TV West New York, New Jersey, and looking at Carson and saying, I'm going to marry him. Why I even said that, I don't know.
Baby.
I don't even have a clue.
Wow.
I don't have a clue. You know, so.
I know. That would be weird for a 12-year-old girl just to be in the store and look, and there he is. You could have, I mean, he's not like something that a 12-year-old girl would say, I'm going to marry him. I mean, that is very, very interesting right there.
I know.
Wow.
It's very very weird, and then getting to know them and, you know, all that stuff, but it's weird. I don't know the reasoning. Sometimes it's telepathy. Sometimes the kids are picking up on something. I don't have an answer.
It's really strange. I think he's a great guy, though. I really do. Everybody
I don't
thinks
know.
He is except
I think
for
he's,
her.
I think he's very strange. And I think she's very strange, so I don't know what to tell you. I think they both deserve each other.
Yeah.
That's funny. No.
They're both. He's strange.
I feel bad
for he puts himself out in Tahiti or whatever in the middle of an island and stays away from people and doesn't want to be around anybody. I don't know. He's strange. I don't know what to tell you.
That's okay. You don't have to have an answer for everything.
I don't. Anyway, do we have another caller?
We sure do. Area code 312, you're on the air. Oh, Psychic Dale's
here. Uh-oh. Johnny, you forgot.
I said it.
Well, got to mark it down, Johnny. Okay, who's this? Well?
Hi, good afternoon. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
And your name is Brian?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you have to do? What do you have? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Okay. And, Brian, what do you have to do with theater? What do you have to do with acting? What do you have to do with people you know that may be in that field? What are you connected with on that?
I have no connection to that.
Yet. What do you do?
I'm an educator.
Okay. That's a teacher?
I'm assistant principal.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, but what school are you at in L.A.?
I just graduated on Wednesday from the University of Southern California.
Oh, wow. Congratulations to you. There's somebody in your family or somebody in your classes that are going to be inspiring to be actors or actresses, and you're going to somehow help them along. This is in the future of so many years from now.
Okay.
Okay. But what do you need to know, sweetheart?
The question I need to know is recently I applied for a job or was encouraged to apply for a job for a position. Mm-hmm. And I applied for it, but I believe that it was a complete sham because the interview was actually an hour late. Throughout the interview, basically throughout the interview, it was kind of weird in itself in the sense that it was 10 people. I had to start the interview because when I got in and sat down, nobody knew what to do. And so I did my introductions and everything. There was no introduction of the actual school, the position that I bid for, anything like that. And once the interview was over, I was never told the timeline. And then the next day, they announced who the person was, and it was basically somebody who worked in the building. And so I was thinking about just addressing this with the school board that felt like it was a complete sham. And I just want to know, how did you see that going? Would it be a complete waste of my time?
No, you'd be wasting your time. You're right. It was a sham. You're right. It was, they already knew who they were going to pick, and you were not in the running whatsoever, nor was anybody else. So to bring it up would be kind of on the, it's not worth your time. You're too good for that. And you're going to do a lot of work in the future doing something else and helping people. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. Do you see anything new coming for me, like a new position coming up for me or something?
Yes, I do. But it's not happening right away.
Okay, I see.
But it
all
is
right.
For sure.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. I don't
know.
I hear
Barbara.
Voices in the background. I hear them. It sounds like a television.
Yeah.
It's mine. I got to lower it. I'm sorry.
Oh, Dale.
I'm sorry.
She's
I was watching.
She's got TV on.
Well, I don't know.
It's fine. Who cares? You're helping people. Whatever works, right? I just didn't know because I'm not used to hearing it. That's all.
Yeah, I had it up way too high. That's a very unusual call that we just had. From an educator and somebody who will eventually be quite brilliant. So that's good.
Yeah, I'm glad that you gave them that advice, just to move forward, not expose them. You never know. People are going to then try to retaliate and try to ruin your career.
Yeah, it's better to just ignore it. Better in this particular case, because it's only one job. I mean, there's a million jobs out there, and it's only one job.
But people just need to know sometimes. It drives them crazy not knowing why. Why was it a scam? What are they up to? But sometimes it just doesn't matter, so that's good. Maybe he'll be able to let it go.
Yeah. Let me give out my phone number, Barbara, or do you want to give it out?
I will. Yes, everybody.
Okay.
Call Psychic Dale here this week and get a long reading. She is available, and here is her direct number to book her, 808-372-1816. Write it down and do it, because I think 3 minutes, I don't even know how many minutes they get, Johnny. I mean, not long enough, right? A little help, but how great it would be to get 15 or 30 minutes with you, one-on-one.
Can you hear that sound in the background?
No. Okay,
yeah,
guys.
No.
Crunching.
What?
Like I'm picking. I don't hear no crunch. I'm picking up something weird. Catalina Island.
Oh.
What does that mean to anybody at this level?
Me? Priscilla and I flew there with Lorenzo. He's a pilot now for tours around Catalina Island in the helicopter. I was just looking yesterday at all of these pictures of us in the helicopter flying there for the scenic view of it. Could that be something?
Yes.
yeah.
I was really picking it up strong, Catalina Island. I don't know why. It was just wild.
That's weird.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was looking
yeah.
through everything, editing the film, putting them in albums, thinking, wow, I need to frame some of these. Yesterday, our Catalina, you know, she's got the headphones on, and so do I. It was really a cool helicopter tour. So that was a cool thing to do right when we moved here.
Flew over to Catalina Island and loved it. I absolutely loved it. And it's a great place to go.
It's so cute. But it's right near us.
Yeah, in case you want to get away from the world, they have a ferry that goes out from Long Beach for 2 hours, and then it leaves you at Catalina Island.
I think we did that once a long time ago, too. And, you know, all the schools around here in the area, they take the kids on the ferry. The helicopter, not so often. That was special. But when we were waiting for our flight back, you could do all kinds of things, you guys. We rented a little canoe and paddled around all the boats. That was fun.
Yeah, I love Catalina. I just loved it. It was unreal. My friend,
I'll send you a picture.
Huh?
I'll send you a picture of me there.
That sounds good. Okay, Johnny, what do we got?
Well, we have no callers left, but we have 8 minutes left. So,
Richard,
I hear sport.
Is Richard so asleep?
Richard?
I'm here.
Are you snoring?
Me?
No.
It
What's
had to
noise?
Be you, Richard. It was you because Johnny was talking.
I'm innocent.
Yeah, you don't know. I heard it.
Richard, you fell asleep in the middle of all this.
No.
I don't know.
I wasn't snoring. You
Johnny,
might have been,
snoring.
But I wasn't.
Johnny,
was
are you snoring?
Nope.
There's something
okay,
going on.
Okay, Friday the 13th memory.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Okay. So it is
okay.
Kind of a slow day. It's lazadaisical. I'm like grin. I feel like kind of out of it.
So am I.
Okay.
Friday
the 13th? Yeah. If it ever happens in summer, going back some years, 15 or 20. If the Friday the 13th came, I sailed with a group of, I'll call them sailors, people who had sailboats, everything from gigantic big ones to little ones like I had. And we had a Friday the 13th sail around, S-A-I-L, sail around Mercer Island up in Seattle.
Yeah.
Now, Barbara, this should mean something to you.
It
okay?
does. I love doing that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but during the sail, if you were drinking and you emptied the bottle and threw it over the side with the cork in it, whoever was behind had to pick it up, even though it was empty. You can't leave trash in the that was one of the rules. The other rules were, if you seemed to be too obnoxious, then you would get hit with flying balloons full of water. We had catapults. Boom. to make it interesting. So you could use your imagination that there were other things we did in that kind of cruise. And, all that, but you had to be in your own sailboat, blah, blah, blah. Made for an interesting day in the
Sounds
summer
fun.
In Seattle. Yes.
Sounds like some crazy fun with some young peeps. Sounds amazing in the summer, and it's beautiful on the lake there. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, see, Richard and I, we've lived many years in Washington State, Seattle area. He taught photojournalism at the University of Washington. Hey, everybody, you should tune into the interview where we interviewed Richard. We were all together and we interviewed Richard. He has had a fascinating life, by the way. He's 93 years old. And check it out.
Yeah. Oh,
Blog Talk Radio.
93. Oh, my gosh.
I know. And it's coming up again. Our birthday. Mine's in August. Yours is in July.
Yes.
Summer birthday.
Yes.
Leos. We're both Leos too, Richard. Wow.
Right. No, but yeah, sailing is a great, whatever you want to call it, sport or whatever.
Yeah.
We never got around to talking about sailing. We can do that one of these days. We didn't get around to talking about sailing in the interview, if I remember
correctly.
No, and
you have a boat? You had a boat. You had a sailboat.
Yeah, well, a little one. And when I first retired up there, I wanted a sailboat so bad I could taste it. And I'll try to keep this brief. So I ended up building my own boat and all that. And it was the best recreation thing I ever did in terms of satisfaction, in terms of money spent. And as I told Dale here one time recently, that the money I spent to build that boat, I made back by writing articles for Sailing Magazine about the boat. So there you
wow.
go. I'll stop right there. I won't
say anymore.
Oh,
that's so cool. Oh, I love that, though. And you know what? The satisfying part of building a boat, that's the biggest deal, I think. My uncles together, they just finished one, a fully wooden, gorgeous, polished wood boat.
Oh,
and it's gorgeous.
Wow.
Yes, I posted it. I was really proud of them. But we had a little boat growing up too, a very little sailboat. It might have been
mm-hmm.
more small than yours. And my dad named it Barbara Ann. Isn't that sweet?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
That is fine.
Yeah, that's my name.
The Barbara Ann.
Okay.
Giveaway. Here she comes. Yeah, okay.
It's time to do the shout out.
Yes. Okay, everybody, thank you. And, hey, don't be afraid of Friday the 13th. Go out. See what's going to happen. You know?
Enjoy.
Why not?
Hey,
yeah,
don't go out.
I've been out once already.
Just
everybody was super nice.
Just
okay.
Stay where you're at.
Okay. You know what? Scratch that, what I said, and do what Dale Shear says, because she is our favorite psychic, my personal psychic, and now, thank you, listeners, your psychic. So call her this week, Psychic Dale Shear, DAYLES. I know you like spelling it, SCHEAR, DaleShear.com, and her direct line again is 808-372-1816. This is a woman who always answers the phone. So do it. And we will see you next Friday. Won't we?
Yes.
Sounds good.
All right. If you've missed the caller, you can listen to yourself on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube, and go there momentarily. The show will be posted, and you can listen to your call.
All right.
Okay. Aloha, Barbara.
That's
and
it.
Johnny.
Aloha.
Aloha. Have a great dinner. Have a great weekend. Aloha, Richard, Dale, and Johnny. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye.
Bye bye.
I'm going to go. Okay.